In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Gospel reading today is a very moving one. It touches our hearts in different ways, perhaps because we see in ourselves something in that story, in that parable of Christ. I think at the heart of it, what we see is the depth of the compassion and love of Christ, of God the Father, of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The depth of compassion and love for us. It's important to understand that it's the Holy Trinity we are referring to. Because through the Holy Trinity, we will experience that compassion in unique ways. What was it that attracted the prodigal son to leave the father? If being with the Father was a loving experience, why did he leave? You ever wonder that? Why did he leave? If we see by the end of the story that the Father is so loving, so compassionate, he welcomes him back, he's so generous, even at the beginning of the story, he gives him the money. He gives them everything. He tells them, go. He's so generous. Why would the son leave in the first place? This is a question we can ask ourselves. Why do we not commit ourselves to Christ fully? Why do we sort of hold back? What is it that we are instead putting our hearts and desires into? And that's the question. The son, the prodigal son, was attracted by something else. Something in the world, in a faraway country. And this attraction in him, this desire in him, was eating away at him. He was hungering and thirsting for this. Hungering and thirsting for something else other than to be with the Father. And that hunger and thirst was so strong in him that he was willing to give up being with the Father, to go and experience these things. And this is again what happens to many of us. This is what happens to humanity. We leave the Father and we instead go after things of the world because we have this insatiable hunger and thirst for them, which also our enemy tries to instill in us over and over every day through various means. And we fall for it. We go for it. We leave the Father's presence and we go after these things, whatever they may be. In this story, in the parable, there is a very clear indication of what the prodigal was doing. He was spending his money on entertainment, on harlots, on food, on all the sins of the flesh. He was trying to satisfy the craving of his flesh. And then he ran out of money and could no longer do that. Not only that, the place where he was at experienced a famine, and there was massive starvation. And it said no one gave him anything. Nothing. And so in this utter nothingness, utter darkness, where there is no love, there's no kindness, and you cannot satisfy your flesh anymore, suddenly his soul rises up. His soul feels its own anguish, its own hunger and thirst. The body is feeling the thirst and the hunger. He's in that darkness. And through that darkness, in that anguish, his soul comes out. And now his soul is thirsting and hungry, and he doesn't know how he could possibly satisfy that. Neither can he satisfy his flesh anymore. So he's dead. That's why the father says, "My son was dead." He is dead. Physically, he's dying, and spiritually, he's at the absolute bottom. What do you call it? The rock bottom. He's at rock bottom. Thank you. And then what happens? The Holy Spirit, God touches him somehow. We don't know the mystery. But you see, when we are in that darkness, something comes to us. God sees us, that we are now at rock bottom. Now we're ready to listen. Now we realize who really cares for us, what we really need. But we wouldn't know that until we hit rock bottom and have entered an absolute depravity. Then we're ready for God. This is what happens for many people, maybe for you. Then we're ready. And so the prodigal remembers his father and his father's house. He gets up out of the filth he's in, represented by the pigsty that he's working in, the darkness. He gets up and he remembers his father. He has a moment of what we call metanoia, a turning of the mind. And he is humbled and says, "I will return to my father and ask him to hire me as a slave." He doesn't even see himself as a son anymore. And so he returns. And as you heard in the gospel, while the father sees him at a distance, he comes out and runs to him, embraces him, and welcomes him back with amazing display of love and generosity that the father always had. So what are we saying here? The father never changes. The father never changes. He is unchangeable, as we say. The love of the father, the mercy of the father, the compassion of the father, the generosity of the father never changes. Despite what the son does, it's the son who changes. It's the son who leaves the father, who desires to experience these things that the devil has planted in his mind to take him away from the father and live this life away from the father's embrace, away from the father's protection, away from the father's love, away from the father's and his own identity. The devil has pulled him away to that so that he can be in the darkness with the devil and live with the devil in the darkness and in the filth and in the evil. And even today, so many people are doing this, allowing the devil to pull them away into nothingness, into darkness, into sin. And the father does not change. He's the same. And again, we see this when the son returns. The father doesn't scold him. He doesn't say, "Where have you been?" He doesn't say, "Oh, now you're coming back because you ran out of money." You see, he is an incomprehensible kind of love. We would probably act that way, wouldn't we? We would be critical. We would be hesitant to forgive someone. We will hold a grudge. because we do not have the love of the Father. But we are supposed to have the love of the Father. And that's what you see in the older son. He did not have the love of the Father. The older son did not have the love of the Father. He wanted a reward. He wanted to be recognized. He had no compassion for his brother. He doesn't even want to call him his brother. He says, "This son of yours." But the father says, "Your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So this amazing, amazing gospel reading of the prodigal son, what should we learn from it today? It's easy to kind of see in it a nice moral story, a nice moral, a kind of meaningful message. If we do that, we are leaving it in the book. We're leaving it at a distance. And we approach it as though it's just a nice spiritual lesson for us to take. We have to go deeper than that. We have to be honest. Because what the prodigal son did is what we must do. And he did two things, maybe three. The first thing he did was he recognized that he was in the darkness. And he recognized that he was absolutely hopeless and helpless. And he remembered his father. And he turned from his sin and began walking back to the Father, returning to the Father. That's the first thing we need to do. Now, how did he do that? He confessed. He recognized his sin, and then when he came to his Father, he confessed to him. He said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you." So he realized his sin. Next, he confessed his sin in all humility. And for that, for his willingness to do that, God in return forgives him and bestows upon him amazing, amazing riches, spiritual riches. He restores his identity. He gives him what he was truly seeking, what he was truly hungering for, and welcomes him home. The sacrament of confession is exactly this experience in our Holy Orthodox Church. The sacrament of confession is when we really realize what is going on within us, the darkness within us, the sin that are still within us, the habitual sin, whatever it is, we have to take that moment and see ourselves in it and wake up to it and then get up and return to the Father's house and confess it. And when we do, the Father forgives us, welcomes us back, restores our identity, and embraces us with his love and forgiveness as though we never left, as though we never departed from him, because his love is unchangeable. So that's how we can act on what we heard in this gospel reading, and not just keep it as a nice story we hear once a year, but take it and act on it. Come to confession. Go to confession wherever it is you want to go, but you must do it, or you will remain in the filth of your sins, and you will not be forgiven, You will not be embraced by the Father. It's up to all of us. It's up to you. And confession is not a one-time thing, because sin is not a one-time thing. But we continually sin. How many times do we do it during the week? How many times do we get angry? How many times do we get prideful? How many times do we look at something we shouldn't? How many times do we get resentful, greedy, envious, jealous? How many times do we judge? How many times are we critical? How many times do we fail to show love and to be generous and to be kind? How many times? All of that is the same as what was going on with the prodigal. We are in the darkness of sin. And all of that must be confessed so that we can be a son and daughter of the Father who is not like that, but is the complete opposite of that. How can I live in His presence if I'm not like Him? But I have to become like Him. And that's what this life is about. To become like the loving, compassionate, kind, generous, forgiving, Holy Father. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.